Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Asyam Patel from Adams and Adams. A very good morning. And would I be your nightmare as a client?
Hi, good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
So if I'm an employer and I am very pro vaccines, in fact, I think that everybody should be vaccinated, whether they like it or not, am I entitled to fire somebody for electing not to be vaccinated?
Howard, many employers have placed the hopes of a return to a pre-COVID-19 workplace on the development of a vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now that the vaccine is here and there isn't any legislation that makes it mandatory, the government has made it quite clear that nobody's going to be forced to be vaccinated. Many employers would be trying to rely on their duties in terms of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, whereby an employer has a duty, amongst others, to provide and maintain, as far as is reasonably possible, a working environment that is safe and without risk to the health of its employees. So that's where employees are going to be relying on in order to make it mandatory for a vaccine policy within the workplace. But prior to implementing any vaccination policy, the employers would need to firstly be aware of various constitutional rights that persons and employees have. For example, there is a right to bodily integrity, psychological integrity, right to security and control over one's body. Mm. The Constitution, on the other hand, also protects a person's right to religion and belief, including the right to practice one's religion. For example, there are certain religions that may prohibit immunization. Further, there are certain vaccines that may contain ingredients that are prohibited in certain religions. Going to that, employees and job applicants are protected from being unfairly discriminated against in terms of the Employment Equity Act. In particular, Section 6 of the Employment Equity Act says that an employer does not employ a job applicant or refuses an employee entry into a workplace, for instance, based on their objection to be vaccinated on religious or cultural beliefs. In those circumstances, if an employer implements a mandatory vaccination policy, and certain employees are of the view and based on their religious beliefs or based on their other constitutional rights or obviously based on certain legitimate health concerns, refuse to take a vaccine, then under those circumstances, can an employer force them? It would be very difficult because the legitimacy of that mandatory rule would come into place.
What about the flip side of the rights? I mean, let's just say somebody is a healthcare worker at an aged facility, and they've decided, this healthcare worker, that for put religion aside, for cultural reasons, for, I don't know, stupidity reasons, whatever the reasons are that they choose, but they are protected in terms of the Constitution, they decide that they are not going to be vaccinated. Now they're going to go into, and an employer who's, let's say, this aged home, is unable constitutionally or in terms of the Employment Act to stop them coming in to that work environment, that is going to place many people, potentially vulnerable people, at risk. So I'm deliberately using an extreme example to try and understand it. And, you know, most workplaces obviously aren't that extreme. But what about that type of situation?
No, definitely, Howard, because if you look at the flip side of it, if you are not vaccinated and the majority of the workforce is vaccinated, or you're working in a workforce where you are dealing with vulnerable people, for example, the example that you've given in an old age facility or in a hospital, it is arguable that those people that you are working with may raise that they have a constitutional issue to life. Mm-hmm. And by you not being vaccinated, you compromising their right to life. So it would depend, obviously, on the nature of the workforce. And all these rights, be it the right to religion, be it the right to life, be it the right to bodily integrity that we've mentioned, are all not absolute rights. And they can be limited. And depending on those specific circumstances, those rights could be limited. But obviously, that would depend on the nature of the workforce and the workplace. And it's, you know, the justifiability of each objection will be determined on a case-to-case basis. After having regard to the nature and reasons of the objection, the nature of the employer's industry, workplace, workforce, degree of risk associated with the failure to be vaccinated, including the employee's specific job function and the possibility and feasibility of implementing other reasonable protective measures short of a vaccine. So
the problem is we don't ever really know that. We don't ever really know that. If we somebody works in an office of 100 people, then maybe they're doing software, maybe they are, I don't know, accountants. It doesn't really matter what it is. It means really making sure that every single one of those 100 people don't have comorbidities or vulnerabilities or live with somebody who does. Because what we know about the vaccine is it is possible even with the vaccine to get it, but maybe you'll pass it on to somebody else. So it's really a very fine. It's so interesting because it shouldn't really be the first time we are dealing with it, but I guess it now impacts all of us so significantly every day of our lives. But it's really such a fine line between the rights of the individual and protecting those around. I keep thinking about it in terms of smoking. So it's legal. You can smoke. In other words, no one's going to force you not to smoke. But at the same time, you can't go into a restaurant and or a childcare facility and smoke inside because you're impacting on somebody else. A business does have the right to say, within the walls of this office, there's no one is going to smoke. If you want to go and smoke, well, then you're going to have to be outside. How does it differ? I'm battling to get my head around it.
Howard, so basically, you know, in terms of employment law, we have two types of issues when it comes to medical issues. Our law regulates in terms of the Employment Equity Act medical testing, and you can only test employees for medically under certain circumstances. However, when it comes to immunization, that is not medical testing, it's medical treatment. Mm. And medical treatment differs from medical testing. That isn't regulated. Uh-huh. So therefore, it needs to be on a case-to-case basis. So how we would advise actually that to go about such a, to go about implementing a vaccination policy.
Yes.
Would obviously, if you want to make it mandatory, you must, it is advisable for employers first to identify the risk exposure of COVID-19 at the workplace. And also to identify the possibility of implementing other less intrusive preventative measures. And thereafter is to advise an employer to embark on employee vaccination and education programs. And based on that, try to get the employee's consent to be vaccinated. Because if
get
an employee
them on board, much
has
easier,
a legitimate reason not to be vaccinated, and say, let's go back to the position that it might be a genuine religious belief.
Yes.
That we don't want to be vaccinated, my religion prohibits it, or there are ingredients within that vaccine that is prohibited in my religion.
Mm.
And then you implement a mandatory vaccine policy, which employees are not prohibited from doing, but it needs to be obviously legitimate and legal. It can't be in contravention of various constitutional rights and so forth. And then if you go ahead, implement it, employees refuse on these legitimate grounds to be vaccinated, and an employer then goes ahead and says that you've not complied with the mandatory vaccine policy, or you are actually disobeying a legitimate instruction to be vaccinated. Therefore, I'm going to institute some sort of disciplinary proceeding against you, which will result in your dismissal. And that employee is then ultimately dismissed. That employee may, by refusing to be vaccinated, be discriminated on based on one of the grounds that are listed in the Employment Equity Act, which is the fairness for him to practice his right to religion and so forth, and say that you're forcing me to actually go against my religion, and accordingly you are unfairly discriminating against me, therefore my dismissal is automatically unfair. You know, so the argument could go that way. Therefore, we always advise that if you want to implement something that may have a possibility of intruding on person's rights, be aware of those rights, first of all. then educate the workforce. If it means that if you are of the view that the right to religion may not be trumped in this situation, or you may not be, it's, the employees are not relying on a legitimate right to their religion, then call in the necessary, be it a priest, be it a rabbi, be it a maulana, to come in and explain from a religious perspective to its employees that, you know, the vaccine isn't actually intruding on your right to the religion. Our religion does accept it. If an employee says he's got health concerns, those are legitimate concerns that it might affect his health, try to educate those employees and understand the workforce. It might be necessary to call in medical professionals to give lectures to your employees, you know, to say that you have diabetes. This would be the possible implications from a health perspective that you might have, you know, and try to do all of those to try to get in the consent of the employee.
I think this is so valuable. I think what you're saying in a nutshell is that there's not going to be, as we move through this whole COVID experience and pandemic, there isn't going to be one simple solution to any of these issues. That it depends on the individual, it depends on the reasoning, it depends on the business or the work environment. It depends on so many factors, and we aren't going to simply be able to say, well, here's, you know, three rules that are going to apply to everybody. And I think that's very, very sound advice. And
no, definitely, Howard. It's not going to be a one-size-fits-all situation. And it's going to differ from industry to industry, the type of workforce. Absolutely. And, you know, a typical example is if you look at it might be a far-stretch example, but eye screening, for example, you need to have a specific type of vision. You know, that is a test on its own. Can you force your employees to do that? It's arguable that no, you know, you can't discriminate against employees under those circumstances. But if you're a pilot and I tell you that you need to go for an eye test before you get the job or every few months, it's important because in requirement of the job, if you're blind, you cannot fly a plane because unfortunately you're placing the risk of the passengers at risk. So it would like it, you need to try to define it whether it would be an inherent requirement of a job as well. Right. And take into considerations the various rights of the employee, various rights of the other employees who are pro-vaccine.
And balance, do a balancing act,
you know, educate them. And our courts will be definitely called upon to deal with these issues as we start rolling out vaccines. You know, it's going to be dealt with. The rights are going to be balanced. And again,
and these things will be tested.
It's not going to be a one-size-fits-all approach. Our courts might determine that in one industry, the implementation of a mandatory vaccine can trump these rights. And in another industry, it could be different in that you can implement less intrusive measures. Employees could continue working from home. You could implement social distancing and so forth. And therefore, in that industry, their right to religion, their right to the physical and bodily integrity
is protected, and
all of that.
Unfortunately,
Trump.
I do need to interrupt you there because we are running out of time. Unfortunately, it's a fascinating conversation. Asyam Patel from Adams and Adams. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us and giving us such an interesting, valuable perspective.